as he is in this world, so are we. So we, as he is in this world, so are we.
Who me?
As he is in this world, so are we.
So are me?
As he is in this world, so are we.
So are we?
As he is in this world, so are we.
So are we?
As he is in this world, so are we.
Who me?
As he is in this world, so are we.
True indeed,
as he is in this world, so are we.
Get it?
You know his love is sufficient. Ask for a blessing, he send it. To not believe is indignant. Full of grace, can you dig it? He can't be mocked, so don't try it. You think you can and you frying. Satan lies, but don't buy it. To know his love, I'm excited. Release. While falling to my knees, feel like flowing through the breeze, just like Christopher Reeves. Gotta practice what we preach, cause this world could be a beach built on a rock, so storms they won't breach. Say love, y'all know that's what he is. Blesses us with his gifts, cause we are indeed his kids. Peace, he is the son of man. We don't always understand, but need to follow his plan. Pray, it's how we talk to our dad. When we do it, he is glad. Best feeling we can have.
Faith,
we don't have it, we're a mess. Go through trials to get a test, but we pass and get blessed.
Get it.
You are now riding with the Dashboard Pastor, aka DBP. So strap in, get your mind ready, and let's roll.
What is good? What is going on, peeps? Good to be back. Good to see y'all here. It is me, Anthony, the Dashboard Pastor. Thank you for coming out and checking out another word from God on the DBP. First, I would like to say that I pray that everybody had a wonderful time with family last week. I had mentioned that I might pop on and do a little whatever for Thanksgiving. I decided it's not about me, and y'all don't need to take your time out from doing whatever you're doing with your family to listen to me talk. So that was the reason for the day off last week. And I pray that those of you who got a chance to see I put a little something out there. I hope that people understand that last week. I say this little bit before I get going. I know a lot of people tend to think of Thanksgiving only from the standpoint of the pilgrims and the Native Americans and all of that. And although that's what people may have us focus on, societal things may have us focus on, it's not about that. It's about being thankful for what you have, what you have survived, what's going on in your life, the people surrounding you, all of these things. And those are the things that we really need to focus on and not get caught up in the commercialized things that, you know, society will have us look at and focus on. My little point on that. Not the purpose of today's message. Today I want to talk about is our light shining or not. Bible verse, and then we'll get going. Matthew 5:16, and it says, in the same way, let your light shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. Now, in the verse I have, it says good deed. In the NLT, if you have that, it doesn't say good deed. It doesn't say light. It says good deeds, but it says light in the King James. And so light goes with what is being spoken about here. So let your light shine for all to see, so that the world will see your heavenly Father. Now, in speaking about light and being a light and showing the light, I'm going to come at it from a couple different perspectives. First, from a relational standpoint and relationship wise, not just with your immediate family, including your immediate family, with those around you. So for the light to shine in the home, because God calls us to minister to our home before we minister to other people. in the home, how does one make the light shine? Well, it could be as simple as going out of my way, excuse me, to not say I love you, but to show I love you. What am I talking about? Doing something small, unprovoked. Not doing something. That one's a big one. That'll come back a few times in what I'm talking about. But think about that. Not doing something when provoked is as big as the biggest way to shine your light in a relationship. In your, so again, showing this, right? Showing in my home, showing that when provoked, I have a choice. My choice is to show me or to show him. If the people in your circumference, especially in your home, see this, they then can see when Jesus is saying things like turn the other cheek and not to seek out revenge and things like that. They see it play out in you. Therefore, it is more able to catch their attention. Whereas if I am the one who is talking about the goodness of God, and all you see is me being spiteful and vengeful and angry and not loving, when you see these Bible verses, you're like, I don't know if I believe that. So, I'm not saying this from a standpoint of I have got this figured out and I completely do this. I'm not saying that, because I struggle with it just like everybody else. There are times where my light shines in the house, and there are times where it doesn't. I need to be better, you know, I need to be better about making sure that my light shines more than not. And that's where the question, which I don't know if you can see the title of it on here, I put it before I got on. It's, are you a light bright, or are you always right? Because that always right mentality has me wanting to put you in your place, regardless of if I am indeed right or if it's perceived right or it's whatever. If it's whatever, am I a light? Or am I darkness? That's essentially what it is. It's asking. If I'm trying to be right always, you're not seeing the light. You're seeing the darkness. Self-righteousness. I am always right is about me. Self-righteous. Me putting me here. I have to be right all the time, regardless. I need you to see that. Now, if you know where I'm going with this, there is a being who had that same mentality, and well, he's been playing spoil sport ever since. So when I say that's showing darkness, that's indeed what it is. It's showing darkness, it's showing Satan, it's showing the enemy. That's what he does. Jesus said in Matthew 5:16, I need you to show the light so people can see the goodness of God. Show it in your home. So, I know we always think about going to the things of what we should do when we're trying to show the light. And I'm not negating that. We should show love. We should do things for people. We should speak in a certain way. We should do these. We don't talk about what we shouldn't do. We shouldn't be spiteful. We shouldn't be vengeful. We shouldn't be hurtful. We shouldn't be self-righteous. We shouldn't be that's good enough. We shouldn't be these things, right? We shouldn't be self-righteous. And my hope and prayer is that if I am showing that light in the circumference of my home, the family which God gave me and put me in a place of leading, my prayer is that if I am showing that by example, they are indeed in turn going out. Step of one person teach, two people teach, four people, and then people teach more people, and it continues on. This is the concept, and that's a godly thing. That's what he's saying. When God says love your neighbor as you love yourself, love your neighbor. That is the people sitting next to you, the people in front of you, the people behind you, the people that live next door to you, the people that live across the street from you, the people you see at work, the people you see in passing. These are the people when God says love your neighbor. So, in building relationships, which is what God has called us to do, when we're out, are we showing the light, or are we showing I'm always right? Excuse me, as I'm driving right now, here's one of the places where I get tested on showing that light quite frequently. When somebody cuts me off, do I show them the finger or do I show them the light? Because the me that's always right, especially if you are in the wrong, if you cut me off, you wrong, I need to let you know you wrong. Because you upset me, you offended me, you insert. And because I need to be right, and I am right, and all of these things going through my head, I got to let you know how upset I am about it, because you messed up. Now, the problem with that is, how many times have you been the one who's cut somebody off? How many times have you been the one who swerved in a lane or, you know, did something? And this is always brought back to my attention. So, if I'm being the light, even in that situation, when somebody cuts me off, I don't start throwing my hands up, trying to point out and potentially try to call out somebody to fight while driving on the highway. And it's happened. It's happened. I mean, I'd like to tell you that I've never done anything foolish like that, but I pulled up and yelled at people, pulled up beside them to let them know. Not a proud moment of mine. And I'm letting you know this because this is when my right is more important than my light. And that is a problem. My right should never be more important than my light. Whether it's meeting with people, seeing people, driving, at work, my right should never be more important than my light. I should always be motivated by showing the light, because I'm showing him to them, whoever them are. If I'm showing my right, I've taken it off of him and put it on me. And I am saying, I am the most important. I am the one you need to hear. I am the one that you need to see. I am the one who is of the utmost importance in this equation. And that is not at all true. I get it wrong quite frequently in different areas of my life. So you don't want me saying that I am the one, the example by which everybody needs to follow, because I'll lead you into some bad spots. I'll lead you to think something that you shouldn't and say something you shouldn't do and all of this other stuff. And not because I'm a bad person, because I'm a flawed person. And my flawed person doesn't always make the right decision. And in not making the right decision, I can lead you astray. That is why I believe there are so many people who have walked away from the church. That's why there are some, the atheists and the agnostics have risen, because of what I'm talking about right now. Because so many of us Christians have made it about me instead of about him. I am the example you should follow. Me. Look, I do this. You should be like me. I don't talk about what I don't do right. I talk about all the things that I do right. So look at me. Look at me. I can lead you to wonderful things because I am this strong Christian man who is great, and you should do everything like me. Famous last words, Lucifer. That's essentially what Lucifer did, and he messed up so bad he lost his name. God changed his name, like, nah, dog, nah. You a fool. I don't want people following you. So then he tells us that we need to be the light. Which leads me to another point in this. And it's still relationship. And it's somewhere that I tend to not go to when I'm on here. And I'm going to go here today. Politics. Politics, politics, politics. I have so much to say on this. I'm going to do my best to make sure I'm saying what God says and not what Anthony says. And being the light, is your light bright, or are you always right? Remember that. I do not care what side of the aisle you prescribe to. In fact, I've heard people on extreme ends of both saying some very foul things about people who disagree with their perspective. And this is not people who are non-believers. Hear me. I am talking about people who are in the church, who are in the body, who on both sides of the political spectrum, Democrat, Republican, Republican, Democrat, you can read between the lines. I'm just saying that so you know I'm not hiding from it. I have seen with my own eyes people that are of God and have chosen that I am right over my light by making statements about whoever is in the opposite end of the aisle, opposite side of the aisle from them, and condemning them for what they think or their perception. Let's just stick with perceptions. For their perceptions, their perspective. Going as far as saying that the Bible says this, and so because the Bible says this, they're wrong. And again, this is on both sides. And what these people have done is they've taken this one Bible verse, separated from all of this other stuff that's attached to it, and focused on this one verse and gave you no context for the rest of it. So in doing that, I can very much frame things to be a certain way. And I can bring politics into it. I can tell you that God thinks this, and because God thinks this and says this, this means that this party is right and this one is wrong. And God didn't say that. In fact, some of what Jesus was doing was bucking the trend of political viewpoints. He didn't come out saying this political viewpoint is right over this one. He came speaking kingdom stuff, and he was like, so dig this, y'all. I'm gonna spin all of y'all heads on this. Watch this. You wrong and you wrong. What? How can I be wrong? Your word says, yeah, but you messing up my words. You mixing my words up. You saying stuff out of context, stuff I didn't say. And it happens. It's happening. It is happening. Not it happens. It is happening right now. And depending on where your focus is on these perspectives, they will get in your head. They will be in your ear and they will seep into your heart, and you will start saying the very things that they are saying and believing the very things that they are believing. Do you know what that is? That is what Revelations is speaking about when it says the elect will be deceived. The elect will be deceived. Why? Because they're going to have faith. Faith comes by hearing. Whatever you're hearing or focusing on, that's where your faith grows. So if you got somebody using some truth and dressing it truth around some lies, and that's where you are, that's where your faith will be. And if I am the one leading you down that path, then it's not about my light bright, it's about me being right. And again, about me being right puts me right back into this place of self righteousness, and that is a wrong mindset. That is a wrong way of trying to encourage, build, lift, lead, whatever adjective you want to use. That is the wrong way of doing it. In fact, a third of the angels were deceived by Lucifer when he had this self-righteous moment, and they are damned to hell with him for that choice. We always got to have choice in there. Let's not leave our choice. They made a choice. They're paying the price for it. So, to the believer who is trying to use the Bible to back a political ideation, you should stop. It's not about politics. It's about kingdom. In fact, Lecrae said, I am not, what did he say? I am not a Democrat, I am not progressive, I am not a Republican, I am kingdom-minded. That is, I am 100% in agreement with that brother on that. If you don't know who Lecrae is, he's a hip-hop artist, Christian hip-hop artist. I am 100% in agreement with what that brother said. Don't put me into these boxes, because they will put you in a box. And we get in these boxes and we love these boxes and we're all happy that I'm in this box. No, don't put me in that box. Because that box has so many stereotypes attached to it that I'm not. Some of it I may be. A lot of it I'm not. So I don't want you putting me in a box. Just because I am Christian doesn't mean I have to be a Republican. Just because I'm Christian doesn't mean I have to be a Democrat. If I'm Christian and I'm following Christ, I am about a kingdom mindset. The kingdom of God. That is my focal point. Not public Republican and Democrat. If you do prescribe to either side, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. Hear me. Nothing wrong with that. If that's what you believe, that's what you believe. But I got another Bible verse. Jesus said in John 3:17, I came not to condemn the world, but to save it. We all love 3:16. Yay. Jesus came, you know, this is God's only begotten son. And we stop there. Say the next verse. Jesus said, I came not to condemn the world, but to save it. So stop condemning people that think different than you. That is not your place, because that is not what our Savior came to do. He is not doing it, so you shouldn't be doing it. Stop it. And if you watch this, and I upset you, it is what it is. You should think about what I'm saying if this is upsetting to you. Because it shouldn't be about that. If you are a kingdom-minded individual, politics has no validity in that. I do what God says, not what man says, not what humankind says, not what people say. I do what God says. So even when the majority of people are saying this, whether it is a Republican or Democratic crowd, if God says the opposite of what they say, then that's what it is. And that's what I do. Not special, not perfect, not any of that. Have I succumbed to following the crowd? Of course I have. And know that I don't stay stuck on what I did back then. So, when people come to me with their political ideation and I am comparing it to what God says, I don't have to agree with what they're saying. And dig this. Even when I don't agree with what they're saying, I am still supposed to let my light shine bright. So, that means I don't need to get into debates with people. Because why? You think this? Good for you. If you think wrong, as according to what the Bible's saying, and you lead people astray, that's on you, not on me. I don't need to worry about that. I don't need to stay in that. All I got to do is worry about if Anthony is leading people astray. And this message that I'm saying, it's not just to the Christian. This is to the non-believers as well. Because I hear a lot of non-believers who don't believe in God, but believe in whatever side of the aisle that they prescribe to. And that is, in fact, their religion. So people who say that they are not religious, but follow politics like it's a cult, that is your religion. That's what it is. Disagree with me if you want to. Because you've been given the free will to do so. If you are so stubborn, you should believe that. And you shouldn't condemn people with a different perspective from you. Because when you condemn people for thinking outside of what you think, what you are doing is in fact saying, I'm right. My right is more important than your light, than my light. And what I am saying right now is, you are lesser than me because you don't agree with me. And who are you to say that to anybody? You are lesser than me because you don't agree with me. And guess what? From now to the day you exit this planet, people are not going to agree with you. You know why? Because we've all been given free will. So, I and my wife agree on a vast majority of things. Excuse me. We don't agree on everything. And you know what? We get along just fine. We're still happily married, and we realize that there's some things that she sees blue, I see red. She sees black, I see white. The point I'm getting to with all of this is, when you get to a point where you want your right to outbright your light or outshine your right outshining your light, you get into this area where God has been working on me with a lot, and it's control. And anybody that tells you that they don't like control or don't want to be in control is lying to you. Because we all want to be in control. We all want to control something. Our lives, we all want to be in control of some aspect of our lives. We all want to be in control of whatever that is, which is why there's so many people who struggle with the concept of God, because they struggle with the concept that there's some being that is in control and telling them, dictating what they can and can't do, where they should and shouldn't be, all of these things. And there is, and you know what? Even if you don't believe in God, there's still some being that is trying to control your life and what you do with your life in a natural sense. And when I was talking about all the political stuff that I was talking about, there's a prime example of that. Both of these sides are trying to control your mind and your mindset. Extremes. Hear me when I say that. I'm not saying anything about extremes. There are extremes on all sides. And these extreme sides, in a natural sense, are trying to control what you think. And will give you the narrative to continue to feed what they want you to think. And if you can't get outside of that, you are being controlled by an entity, whether, a political entity, a person, a group. But that's all right. A lot of people are all right with that. But the thought that there's a God that is just trying to tell you, look, and I'm dumbing this down tremendously. You have God who is saying, look, I love you despite you. I love you because I love you, not because of who you are, not because of what you do, not because of what you did, not because of what you're going to do. I love you because I choose to love you despite you. And when I tell you to do something, I'm telling you to do that because I want you to show that love to other people. I want other people to see my love in you. If we're being bare minimum, bare bones, that's what God is saying. I want you to love me, trust me. I'm saying this is God, not me. I want you to love me, trust me, and do what I say, because what I say is for your good, and I'm trying to lead you somewhere, and I'm trying to lead you to do something that will bless not just you, but to bless others. And we as a society have a problem with that. That blows my mind. That our society would rather have some person dictating what they do or don't do over God. And when I go back to the control piece, and I'm a exit on this, here's what God said to me. Son, quit focusing on what is beyond your control. You can't control how other people react. You can't control what other people think. You can't control what other people do. This is the people in your home as well as out. You cannot control any of that. So, son, stop trying to carry that burden. Stop focusing on that. All you can control is you. So those of you watching it, the only thing you can control is you. You can't control that person, that person, that person, the person over here, your spouse, your kids, your siblings, your parents. You can't, your best friends, you can't control any of that. You can't control them. The only thing you can control is you. And God keeps telling me, so stop with all of this stuff. Stop worrying about what's beyond your control and focus on you. And if you can control you and you can get you right, then you'll be that light bright And you won't always have to be right. Because it's not about always being right. It's about love. And can you take the hit, even if you are right? Even if what you believe is right? Can you take the hit? Can your ego take the hit of being like, you know what? I can back off of this. It's a hard thing to, that's hard. Because egos drive a lot of things. And yet, love checks the ego. So if you truly love people, and it's not just an emotion that you're saying, but if you truly love people, you can check your ego. Even when it's right there, man, I really want to say this. I really want to do this. When you love people, you can check that. And you will check that. Because the greater good, the kingdom, is more important than what Anthony thinks, wants, etc., etc., etc. I pray that blessed you. I pray that I didn't lose people over what I was talking about. And if I did, you wasn't ready. That sounds harsh, but you wasn't ready. Maybe one day soon you will be. For those who hear what I'm saying, hear where I'm coming from with the, from my heart, from the things that God has placed on me to say, you know that I am trying to encourage you. I'm trying to encourage you. I am trying to encourage you. That is why God put me on this platform to do this, to say this, to have these things that I'm doing all this time. It's all about building and encouraging. Building the kingdom, encouraging people. That's what it's about. And sometimes that's going to say some stuff that people don't like. I pray that it is... that is what I said was well received, heard, and that going forward, those of you under the sound of my voice will apply this to your life so people can see your light bright. Because nobody cares if you're right. They don't. If you feel like people care if you're always right, they don't. They don't. So show your light. I love y'all. Come back next week. Peace.